Hey everyone, it's Madsen Lane here and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that affects us all, that little voice in our heads, the one that sometimes throws shade on our own awesomeness. We're talking about negative self-talk, friends. You know, those harsh judgments and criticisms that can leave you feeling deflated, doubtful, and frankly, just plain yucky. Ever catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, our thoughts have a powerful impact on our emotions and actions. When we constantly bombard ourselves with negativity, it chips away at our confidence, fuels anxiety, and makes it harder to pursue our goals. It's like having a personal critic whispering doubts in your ear, not exactly the best friend you want around. But the good news is, we have the power to change this narrative. We can learn to silence the inner critic and replace those negative thoughts with kindness, compassion, and self-acceptance. So, how do we do that? Well, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to becoming your own biggest cheerleader. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those pesky negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't beat yourself up for having them, everyone does. Just acknowledge them as passing thoughts, like clouds drifting across the sky. You don't have to believe everything your mind tells you. Imagine it like this. Your mind is a bit like a monkey, always chattering and swaying from branch to branch. You can choose to pay attention to its antics or simply observe it without getting caught up in the noise. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've become aware of those negative voices, it's time to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that may not even apply anymore. By questioning them, we can start to loosen their grip on us. Think of it like being a detective. You're investigating the case of your own negativity and looking for clues that prove or disprove those accusations. 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to reframe your thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of saying I messed up that presentation, you could say that didn't go as planned, but I learned from it and will do better next time. Remember, every experience is an opportunity for growth. It's all about finding the silver lining even in challenging situations. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your accomplishments. We're all human and we're going to make mistakes along the way. What matters is how we learn and grow from them. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to the sound of laughter to a beautiful sunset. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you didn't perform as well as you hoped on a test or you made a mistake at work. Now, imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. What would you say to yourself? Would you offer encouragement and support instead of criticism? You wouldn't scold your best friend for making a mistake, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Remember, this isn't about becoming a Pollyanna who denies reality or pretends everything is perfect. It's about developing a healthy relationship with yourself, accepting your flaws, and embracing the journey with kindness and grace. Let's recap those key takeaways. Become aware of those negative thoughts, challenge their validity, reframe your perspective, practice self-compassion, and cultivate gratitude. These are powerful tools that can help you silence that inner critic and create a more positive and fulfilling life. So go out there today and start treating yourself with the same love and respect that you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for growth, embrace your awesomeness, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.